50. And as they came out and led him away bearing his cross, they found Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Him they laid hold upon and compelled to bear his cross, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountain, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors, led with him to be put to death. And they went forth, and when they were come to the place called Calvary, which is in the Hebrew Golgotha, being interpreted, the place of a skull, they gave him to drink vinegar wine mingled with gall and myrrh. But when he had tasted thereof, he received it not, and would not drink. Then they crucified him. And there were two thieves crucified with him, one on his right hand, and the other on his left, and Jesus in the midst. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, And he was numbered with the transgressors. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, casting lots upon them, what every man should take, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be. That the scripture which was spoken by the prophet might be fulfilled, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did, and sitting down they watched him there. And Pilate wrote the superscription of his accusation, and put it up on the cross over his head, written in the letters of Hebrew and Greek and Latin. And the writing was, This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. And the people stood beholding, and they that passed by reviled and railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, you that destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking among themselves with the scribes and elders, and the rulers with them, derided him, saying, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be Christ, the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will see and believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the chosen Son of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, saying, If you be the King of the Jews, save yourself. And one of the thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth, saying, If you be Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do not you fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he says to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then says he to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour that disciple took her to his own home. And when it was about the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and there was a darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is being interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "Behold, he calls for Elijah." After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he says, "I thirst." Now there was a vessel full of vinegar, and immediately one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it full with vinegar, and put it upon a hyssop reed, and coming to him, put it to his mouth, offering him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see whether Elijah will come to save him and take him down." When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he cried again with a loud voice, "It is finished!" And he bowed his head, and he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said thus, he gave up the ghost.